God is not boring, according to Pastor Gary Blanchard, world leader for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. If young people get involved in God's work, they will be extremely invigorated and challenged, he says. But what can you do in a world wrapped up in a pandemic, lockdowns, social distancing, and more? Plenty. Learn more right here on Revival for Mission. Perhaps like never before, Jesus depends on young people to be his voice, proclaiming his truth to others and being his hands and feet to people that are in need. But this time, we are in a pandemic. How do we do this? How do we continue as a movement to fulfill the mission of the church as young people try to grapple with this? Pastor Ted, we have a new situation. We have many distractions that we didn't in previous generations. How have you seen young people get involved over the last few months in this moment of crisis the world is going through?
Well, young people are masters when it comes to digital connections and knowing how to contact each other electronically, how to actually probably be appropriate in terms of public health protocols, but yet be able to connect. And I think one of the most important things for Seventh-day Adventists right now and into the future is to make sure that young people understand how they can become great missionaries for the Lord using those outreach activities through different media without getting caught in the net of all kinds of improper and ill-advised social activities, social media activities. Stay focused on the mission. And I think that's one of the most important things that church members can do with young people during this pandemic and beyond. Help young people feel part of the mission, know how to deliver the mission, and to stay close to Jesus himself. Remembering, Jesus was a young person as he ministered to the world and died for us.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you unexpected end.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Higher than your thoughts.
Welcome back to Revival for Mission. Today we are going to be talking about young people. Are you young, or maybe do you just feel young at heart? There are millions of young people who are Seventh-day Adventists around the world, and this movement has a ministry called Youth Ministry. And today we will be talking to Pastor Gary Blanchard, the Director of Youth Ministries for the Seventh-day Adventist World Church. Gary, welcome to Revival for Mission.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Sam, and thank you, Ted. Good to be with you guys. What an honor to be able to speak with you.
What does it mean to be part of youth ministries? Why is this ministry so important?
Well, I would say it means that you get to be a part of the tip of the spear, because our young people were called specially by God to take this message around the world. So working with young people is to be at the very tip of the spear, to be at the top of the wave, you might say, in ministry around the world. It's very exciting, Sam, very exciting.
Now, Gary, you're a tremendous youth leader. We're proud of you and what God is doing through you and your team at the General Conference, and through
Thank
the
you.
Divisions, the unions, the local fields, the local churches. But you know what? Youth ministry is generally involved with important meetings with young people, whether it's at a youth camp, whether it's at a big youth rally, whether it's at a church meeting, whether it's at an Adventist youth gathering. I mean, you're dealing with people, you're dealing with young people. And in COVID, this pandemic that has plagued the world now for some months, it's really put a dent into getting together. But how has the Youth Ministries Department been able to connect young people even amidst this miserable pandemic?
Wow, that's an awesome question. One of the things that I love about working with young people is that they are naturally digital natives, which means that they thrive in a digital world, social media platforms. So they already understand how this works. So it's so exciting, Pastor Ted, to see young people using what they know digitally to reach people, to do all kinds of ministries. We see summer camps being run digitally. We see evangelistic meetings being held digitally. We see church services and prayer conferences being held digitally and led out by young people, because they're extremely resilient, but also they're digital natives. So they've been able to really, really change with the times and use what they're good at to really be effective for the Lord. And it's very exciting.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's an interesting term, digital native. I guess I'm probably, in my age group, I'm probably a digital foreigner. But in any case, we see the effects of this digital electronic activity. I mean, even today, we're interviewing you through this special medium, this special media that has provided this opportunity. But you know what? You're a leader in this area as well, as I understand it, in terms of really trying to touch the lives of people in social media. How do you keep them, how do you keep yourself and others and young people focused on the really important things of eternal worth, rather than getting strung out in all kinds of topics that you see on social media today? Because that's probably one of your biggest challenges right there.
Oh man, you're not kidding about that. You know, one of the things, Pastor Ted, that has been such a blessing for me is that I get to work with all kinds of amazing leaders around the world. And I'm not really that technically savvy, but a lot of these guys are. A lot of these division directors, union directors, conference directors, and young people on the field, they understand how to make this stuff work and how to effectively reach their peers for Jesus through social media. I mean, I it was thrilling to see an actual camperee, a virtual camperee take place, and to see thousands and thousands of Pathfinders involved virtually, because they, through their leaders, were they use that venue of digital media to be able to reach them. But you're right, there's a lot of temptations out there, but I can say with a matter of fact that in all of our divisions, incredible efforts are being done to give young people the opportunity, if they want, to engage in God's work and be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord.
I was a youth pastor for a few years, Pastor Gary, and I realized that it's very easy to fall into the temptation of just trying to entertain young people. And I've been following your ministry for a while. We work together on various projects, and you seem to be less interesting in entertaining them and more interested in giving them a constant call to action so that they can be involved, to be based on the Word of God, but to be doing something for Jesus in their lives and answering the call to mission. Last time you were here, you talked about 1 year in mission. What is that about, and how can people get involved?
Well, you know, I'm sure Pastor Ted can speak to this as well, but 1 year in mission is very exciting, Sam. It's where teams of young people come together. These young people are young professionals. They have many gifts and talents that they can use for the Lord, but they come together and they dedicate an entire year to reaching a particular city together with the three angels' message. In other words, to lift up the name of Jesus and call people to Christ in these last days. It's a very exciting, Sam, 1 year in mission. And we have a vision at the General Conference Youth Department that we're sharing around the world, that we would like to see a 1 year mission at least in every single union around the world. So this is an exciting ministry, and we want to see it really grow and give young people a chance to make that impact for Jesus in their local city. So that's 1 year mission. In fact, if people are watching right now, Sam, they can go to youth.adventist.org and they can learn all kinds of everything about 1 year mission.
Has the pandemic impacted the program? I'm sure it has, because people are not traveling to different cities and so on. And has there been any attempt to create a 1 year in mission digitally where teams can connect and reach a city, even if they cannot travel there?
Yeah, oh, that's a really good question. Yes, I was talking to the South American Division, and they have about 70% of their 1,000 young people that are part of 1 year mission. 70% of them are doing 1 year mission the traditional way. In other words, they're meeting together in teams, they're wearing masks, they're practicing social distancing, but they're kind of doing it the traditional way. Another 30% are actively involved in individual one-on-one ministry, but they're connected to each other through digital means, because maybe the laws of where they're at require that. So they've been extremely resilient. The same thing is happening in the Euro-Asia division, where Pastor Gennady has shared with me that they have two different forms of one-year mission. They have Mission Abraham and Mission Jeremiah. Mission Abraham is when teams of young people go into a different city. Well, because of the pandemic, Mission Abraham has had to be put on pause. But they have something called Mission Jeremiah. And this is where 1 year in mission young people can reach their own city, the city right where they live. And that aspect of 1 year in mission is really, really doing well and growing as a result.
Now, Pastor Gary, you know, one of your main responsibilities, and Pastor Sam referred to it, was to keep people, young people, focused on the Word of God, on their relationship with the Lord, the connection that's so important in this sinful world, the connection to heaven, to help God have a clear channel through whom He can really speak to people and encourage people, and He can change your life in the process by simply doing things for other people. So those two areas of focus, relationship with the Lord, and then mission or service. But, you know, in this setting of COVID and everything else, what advice would you have for young people who may be watching, or maybe their parents are, and they can share? What advice would you have for young people to really be able to stay in contact with the Lord and with eternal things and not get distracted? One of the biggest challenges today is the devil wants to distract everybody, especially young people, from those things that are really important. What advice do you have?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say three things. Number one, I would say that young people around the world need to take this opportunity. We've been given a chance to pause and slow down. We've been forced to slow down. But this is an opportunity for us to dig deeper into the Word of God, to dig deeper into Spirit of Prophecy, to get our roots deep down in our relationship with Jesus. We need to take advantage of that. It could be that this pandemic is God's way of giving us an opportunity to prepare for something greater coming upon the earth. Our young people need to take advantage of this opportunity. The second thing I would challenge them to do is find out what your local conference, union, or division is doing to help you grow spiritually and get involved in that. It's probably going to be through social media. So find out what is being offered in your area. And the last thing, Pastor Ted, I would say is young people need to look for opportunities to connect personally with people. Now, I know in some areas around the world that's not possible. But here, even in the States and other places, you can still connect as long as you follow proper protocol, wearing a mask, social distancing, et cetera, washing your hands, this kind of thing. So young people need to look for opportunities. Don't isolate yourself. It's not healthy for you emotionally. You need to be with other people. God designed you that way. So look for opportunities. I would just say one last thing here on that point, Pastor Ted, is I would say that just recently at our home, we had a bonfire and we invited lots of young people to come over. We had about 20, 25 young people that came to our house and they socialized, they had a good time. And the time that we were supposed to meet was only for about 2 hours. It was supposed to be a little fire, some eating, a little devotional, singing. Everybody went home. Nobody left, Pastor Ted. They all stayed and they stayed late. And the report that I got back is everybody was excited, not about the bonfire service that we had, but about the opportunity to connect afterwards together. They stayed up till like 12 in the morning. I had long since gone to bed. My wife, who's much younger than me, she stayed up with the kids and they talked and they talked and they talked and they were hungry for this. So young people, if you're feeling called for social relationships, that's normal. Look for opportunities for that as well.
Pastor Gary, you often talk about the mandate that God gives us, and you describe it from a biblical passage that young people are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. Could you guide us through that? What does that mean exactly?
Well, that's great. You know, in Psalms 127, verse 4, young people are compared to arrows, but they're compared to arrows in the hands of a warrior, not in the hands of an archer. And the reason for that is because when a warrior sends a young person, sends an arrow, he's serious. And he's sending them into the most dangerous places of the earth, the enemy's front lines. And I think what the Bible is trying to tell us there in Psalms 127 is young people were not designed just to sit up, pay up, and shut up. Young people were designed by God to live dangerously and serious lives for the Lord across in enemy lines and in enemy lines. So we're challenging young people around the world to live dangerously for the Lord. Now, I didn't say live stupidly for the Lord, but to live dangerously for the Lord in the sense that Jesus said to be as wise. He said, I send you out as sheep among wolves, but be wise, that's strategic, as serpents, and as gentle as doves, that's the Holy Spirit, or like Christ. So our young people need to be challenged by their youth leaders to plant churches, to hold Bible studies, to start virtual small groups, to get out there with the talents and gifts that God's given you. Get involved in One Year in Mission. Get involved in Global Youth Day. Like an arrow, we need to send these young people. Like we need to be, also, we need to be warriors. We can't just play around and treat young people. We tend to play marbles with diamonds when we're dealing with young people. Or in other words, we tend to do target practicing with young people. In other words, we just play around with them. We're playing a little target practice game. But no, God is not just calling for, he's not calling for leaders that will placate and with our young people, but leaders who are warriors, who will plan work for young people to do and send them into enemy lines, wise as serpents and as gentle as doves, but with the everlasting gospel.
Amen. You know, Gary, I know you're an advocate of trying to nurture the spiritual life of young people and not just entertain them. You know, we have youth pastors. Pastor Sam was a youth pastor, etc. You're dealing with young people. But adults, older adults in general, how can they continue to encourage young people and support young people, not pushing them away or just ignoring? How can they engage with young people to keep them close to the church and to the Lord? Give us some advice.
Well, there's a great resource available now. It's at youth.avenus.org. It's called ICOR. It stands for Intergenerational Churches of Refuge. And we've just got permission for this to be shared around the world. But this special curriculum that you can access at youth.avenist.org, this curriculum will help your local church become to know how to work with the up-and-coming generation and create a safe place for them to grow and also a place where they can be set to live dangerously for the Lord. So I would say ICOR is very, very important. This is a great resource that can be helpful to young people. But I think one thing I would say, Pastor Ted, finally on that is that one of the amazing things about God is he is not boring. He's not boring. And people say all the time, well, we shouldn't entertain young people. Well, let me tell you this. If you train young people to do work for God in mission service, God will most surely entertain them.
Mm-hmm.
They will not be bored. I promise you, serving the Lord is not boring. It's the last thing. And the problem is we think serving the Lord is boring, but it's not. We try all of these other fake ways of entertaining. The reality is you want to see young people get excited and on fire, then challenge them to live for God. God will entertain them. He'll send a burning bush. He'll send a Goliath their way that they can knock down. He will give them opportunities to have excitement, real excitement, that'll generate them in their spiritual walk with Him.
Pastor Gary, what you are saying is very countercultural in so many ways, and I love it, because there are many people that advocate that we should protect, almost like putting bubble wrap around young people.
Yeah.
And you seem to be saying, no, we need to keep them safe, but we need to point them to their life of purpose. We have a few more questions for you that we're going to come back and ask just after the break. You're watching Revival for Mission. Don't go away.
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Welcome back. You're watching Revival for Mission, and we're talking about young people. Pastor Gary Blanchard, World Youth Director for the Seventh-day Adventist Church, is here with us. Pastor Gary, you ended the last question saying that God will not have you bored. And some people have the idea that following God is a boring experience. You are saying otherwise. You're saying God will entertain you to the point that you will be joyful and purposeful and ecstatic with what He's going to do in your life. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of leaders need to realize that in a way it's a sin to make the gospel boring. We need to do whatever we can to put the time into our Sabbath school lessons, to put time into our planning and the things that we're doing. So it's something that's very attractive and it appeals and it's relevant to young people. We need to put the effort in. It's wrong to make the gospel boring. We need to do that. Use our energy and creativity and involve young people in that as well. That's very important. When we involve young people in ministry, this is one way that they get excited because they're a part of it. They can participate. A spiritual death sentence for a young person is just to sit up, pay up, and shut up, especially when the whole world is calling them to be involved in the nefarious things of the world. We need to be calling them to the things of God and challenging them and involving them in big things, you know, church planting and evangelism. We have a program at the General Conference Youth Department called the 100K Project. And you know about this, Sam, where we're challenging young people to hold 100,000 evangelistic series around the world. Why not? They can do that traditionally, but they can also do that on social media. So challenging them to do great things for God. By the way, God is not boring. And if young people get involved in His work, they will be extremely invigorated and challenged.
You know, one of the programs that the Youth Ministries Department has really been pushing is called Global Youth Day. And you've had a number of these now. You know, young people get excited about helping others. They can listen to a sermon and then they can go out and be the sermon.
Amen.
Now, tell us a little bit about what has happened worldwide and why Global Youth Day seems to be such a major driving force in local churches.
Well, you know, all around the world, we're seeing young people really stepping up for some of these issues that we're seeing around the world in regard to, you know, injustice and equality and these kind of things. They want to be out there doing good for others that they see are in need of help. And that's one of the beautiful things about Global Youth Day. That is a global event for young people to get involved and go into their communities and feed the homeless, to reach out to people that are different than they are, to really work for the betterment of their community. And that happens, of course, the program happens one day every year. It's always in March, the third Saturday, third Sabbath in March, every day of the once a year on that time. But Global Youth Day, Pastor Ted, is an encouragement for young people to be the sermon every single day, to be God's hands and feet toward others and minister to them in the name of Jesus. So it's very exciting.
Tell us about the magazine you've been preparing for young youth leaders around the world.
Yeah, youth.avenus.org. We have a special magazine that you can download for free. It's called Avenus Youth Leaders Magazine, and it's a magazine put together by practitioners, youth advocates and youth leaders around the world put together articles to help other youth leaders be effective in sending young people like arrows into the world. So a new issue is coming out very soon, but you can catch all of our issues. We have them every single quarter. It's called Avenus Youth Leaders Magazine. It's specifically for youth leaders and even more specifically for Avenus youth leaders to really help them be effective. There's practical things in there that you can use. There's answers to big questions that young people are dealing with and youth leaders have to grapple with. So it's a very exciting magazine, Avenus Youth Leaders Magazine, that you can get on the website.
Pastor Gary, thank you so much for being with us. We're so grateful for the way that God is leading the Youth Ministries Department worldwide. You have some dynamic co-workers with you in different divisions around the world on different levels, and local church leaders. How important it is for local members to be involved in helping to nurture the young people in their church. So thank you, Pastor Gary, for being with us. And you know, viewers, what an opportunity it is for each of us to be part of ministering to younger people, not just entertaining them or trying to help them to feel, you know, some kind of worth, but get them involved in mission, get them involved in service. Invite them to be part of the church activities and help them to know that they are truly part of God's wonderful family. In fact, in the very end of time, we know that young people will be a dynamic part of mission. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. What an opportunity for young people to remember who is really important in their lives. And so the Youth Ministries Department is focused upon helping young people to truly know their mission in life. They're part of this great Advent movement. And what a blessing it is to be part of proclaiming the three angels' messages and Jesus' soon coming. God bless each one of you, and we'll see you again on Revival for Mission.